Welcome to our Money Donuts podcast video.
Can we just eat the donuts? Because I already took a bite.
Royal Credit Union's Money Donut podcast is here to make you smile and to get you thinking about your finances in new ways.
From saving to spending to, can we just eat half of it?
Just finish your line.
I want the donuts.
While there's plenty of silliness, episodes are also filled with nutritious financial tips.
Listen to the Money Donuts podcast from Royal Credit Union today.
At rcu.org/podcast.
Or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Billy G is tired of the armchair GM suggestions. Sorry, BG, and we're here for it. We dive in again to what's in store for your Minnesota Wild while reading between the lines of Garen Evison and player avails. Plus, with Brady Tkachuk and 15 goal games, we stand. As always, we're created by New Voice Studios, presented by Soda Stick, brought to you by Jim Beam, Better Edge, Royal Credit Union, and Peak Vestibular Center. This is season 3, episode 126.
Marcus Foligno fan club assemble! Not only is SodaStick.com the only place to get your official Marcus Foligno fan club tee, but it's also the only place to get all your favorite Wild team garb, plus so much more beyond hockey. Use code BARDOWNBEAUTIES for 15% off your total purchase at SodaStick.com.
At Jim Beam, they know the importance of tradition, like chanting Let's Play Hockey prior to the start of each game, or playing the State of Hockey anthem after a Wild win. This season, raise one to your fan family with the bourbon that invites us all to come as friends and leave as family. Jim Beam Bourbon Whiskey, the official bourbon whiskey partner of the Minnesota Wild and XL Energy Center.
Remember, drink smart. Jim Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, copyright 2021, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Incorporated, Claremont, Kentucky.
From New Voice Studios.
Oh yeah, you betcha, let's go to the boat.
Discombobulate on the spot.
Part of the Talk North Podcast Network.
Fly out to Russia personally.
Jesse Pierce.
This is off the rails, we're only a couple already. Minutes in.
Alexis Pearson.
We're not gonna throw batteries on the ice at, you know, Kirill Kaprizov. We're not that crazy, like.
Bar Down Beauties Podcast.
Was it about guys getting hammered down low night after night?
No. Like, everyone loves to crap on analytics, but the analytics do not lie here.
We are firing Fred at the top of the hour. More hit. It's like tea. Tea.
Starts now.
Hello, everybody. We're back, episode 126. Ep 126. Shout out Brandon Molesky, who apparently hates the word ep. Like, what's,
oh, okay. What, I didn't know this.
Yeah. I tweeted today about the Mike Madonna episode that we, reminded folks of. And I was like, hey, Checo, this is one of my favorite eps. And he was like, are we really calling them eps? I'm like, what? Yeah. Like, when has that become an issue? It's not eppies. I'm not calling them eppies. I'm not a fan of eppies. I've seen people do that. Not a fan.
That's very hockey talk though. Eppies. That's like, I mean, if somebody's very, gonna, hockey, very talk. Hockey talk. So I will say that, but yeah, I didn't know that was like a problem for people, things being called eps. Okay. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know.
Sorry.
If you ever want to piss
Tenna.
Off Brandon Molesky. Yeah. Just
yeah,
call
whatever.
Something an ep.
We were going to have you on for ep 127. We'll see if that happens.
Canceled.
canceled. Just kidding. Love you, Tenna. Anyway, let's dive in. We had player availability this week. I'm sure you guys have all seen, all read the gist of it. Dean Evson, Bill Guerin, Kevin Fiala, Kirill Kaprizov, just pretty much everybody and their mom came and chatted with us postseason. A lot of them saying the same things, nothing new to report. However, Alexis, we were just discussing the KFan interview that Bill Guerin did with Dan Barrero on Thursday, where, he said he's fed up. And again, he went to bat for Matt Dumba, which I totally get, right? Like, everybody thinks it's either Fiala or Dumba.
Yeah.
And I think he basically said, why does it have to be Dumba? Why couldn't, and it could be,
yeah.
I've maintained everybody but number 97 is absolutely tradable. Like, it doesn't matter what happens. But I thought that was really cool. And I mean, it doesn't surprise me that BG's going to go to bat for his guys. He even said that, he's like, I'm just protecting them. Right. Cause it's gotta be exhausting. But do you agree? I mean, is it fair for us media and fans to speculate that it's gotta be either Fiala or Dumba, or is there somebody else that should be discussed in moving? I mean, are you able to keep a Fiala and a Dumba? That's like impossible, right?
Well, if you want to play with a two-man roster, I suppose you could keep both of them. But other than that, I don't think it's possible. But, this is how people work. People like to pigeonhole things because it's easier for us to process, two options, right? So I think that's why why people go with this Fiala or Dumba thing, because poor Matt Dumba, he's been talked about being traded for years. I feel so bad for the guy. I mean, literally, it seems like every season it's being discussed, like, is Matt Dumba going to get traded? And so I think that's why people gravitate towards that. And then Kevin Fiala, he's been a very polarizing player as far as stats go for this team. So I think that that's why that one's being pigeonholed, and he's the
three good months.
Yeah. And he's the other superstar on the team, you know, compared to Kirill Kaprizov. So I think that's why people go with those two. But to Billy G's point, it's like, why are we not looking at anybody else in this equation as far as who can we move to keep this person or keep that guy? And Billy G's a take no shit guy. I mean, he will tell you how it is. I mean, and that part of his personality came out in that Dan Barrero interview, and Barrero does a great job with his interviews, and it was a really good conversation. It's part of the reason that I have so much respect for Bill Guerin, because he really will stand up for his players. He will do what he thinks is best for the team, and he doesn't really care whose feelings he hurts or protects in the process. And that's what I think makes him a good GM, is because he's always looking at the bigger picture. He's never looking at it at the surface level. Everything is big picture for him. And I think that's why, he is so good at what he does, and hopefully will bring this Minnesota Wild team some success in his time here with the team.
Yeah, no, I had to laugh. You know, there's that meme of like that creepy goofy that's like, and I'll effing do it again.
Yes,
that's
what I love thought that meme.
When Guerin said, when we of course talked at his availability about contracts and like about the buyouts, and he's like, yeah, and I would do it again. And that's all I pictured. I was like, oh, and he is standing by, and he has to, right? But I think I've never seen a general manager in my time covering this team, or even in my time being familiar with this team, stand pat with what he believes and really, you know, stick to his guns. I mean, I think it's natural to kind of waffle a little bit. And as a general manager, you absolutely cannot. Mm-hmm. But I just think he's got that player in him too. And he's got that competitive spirit. Right. And he is right. I do love that he continued to bring back, you know what, we had a really good season. Yeah. Like, yes, it's not the outcome. And yes, it's exhausting to continue to hear that for the Minnesota Wild fan base. Yeah. And I think Guerin might not recognize it quite yet, 'cause it's only been 3 years, but he's absolutely right. There was plenty to celebrate. We did that in last week's episode, so go back, listen to all of that. I also want to give a shout out to Bill Guerin's son, Liam Guerin, who plays for the New Mexico Ice Wolves. He'll be playing for Hamlin next year. But he was honored with the team's first ever Mac Motsko award, which is a really cool thing the New Mexico Ice Wolves were doing. So we tried to get Billy G on. Naturally, he's taking probably a little break from interviews.
Yeah,
interview he has, because we're the best interviewers on the face of this earth. But Alexis, anything else stand out to you from the player bills? Anything? I mean, let's read between the lines here.
Yeah. Okay?
Bill Guerin says he wants Kevin Fiala back, but it's uncertain. And Kevin Fiala said everything's uncertain. If I have a gun to your head right now, is Kevin Fiala in a Minnesota Wild uniform next year?
The more the conversations go on this week between Guerin and the interviews he's done and the availabilities that we saw from the coaching staff and the players and all that, I'm just slowly starting to lean towards, it seems like he is really not in the category of wanting to keep him around. And I'm not saying because he dislikes him. I just think that he thinks that's what's going to be best for the team moving forward. The way that he's defending Matt Dumba, and like we just talked about, to us, you know, media and fans, it's been this debate between those two for the whole year. So the way that he's going about those conversations to me means he's leaning towards getting rid of Kevin Fiala. And I think Russo tweeted this, I think yesterday, that to him, it seemed clear that Kevin Fiala is now going to be gone over this off season. So
thanks for following my tweets, Alexis, because I tweeted the same goddamn thing, but whatever. It's fine.
Sorry,
fine. Russo did it though, so
I should just unfollow Russo, and then I'll
need to unfollow. He doesn't. Yeah, and we're the same. No, I think all of us media kind of got that sense. Just the very assertive way that Bill Guerin addressed it. It was the same way he asserted that it's not Matt Dumba. Like, you just, there was just this vibe, and again, it's just a vibe. It's not fair for us media to go off vibe, but we're speculating because they're not outright telling us. Well, yeah, we're so making these moves. You know,
so much can happen in the off. There's teams that are still playing right now who maybe will want to make moves when their season is done, and opportunities might present itself with certain players. Like, I mean, there's still so much hockey happening right now. Yeah. There's a lot that it's a long off season. I know it feels short sometimes, but there's a lot of time in there to make something happen. This is what we have to do at this point, is kind of read in between the lines. And I do think that we're lucky here in Minnesota that I think that our coaching staff, our management is very honest. I think they tell it to you straight for the most part. They're not, I mean, they might not tell you the full truth all the time, but they're not going to sit there and lie to you. And that's what it seemed like, you know, since they've, you know, since Billy G has been the GM, since Dean Evason has taken over. I think the biggest thing for me, the two biggest things for me from player availabilities and coaching availabilities this week was A, you talked about the Ryan Suter, Zach Parise buyout and Billy G doubling down saying, I would do it again. Does anybody blame him? I think I would do it again too. I mean, that was the right decision. And just because the Wild didn't make it, you know, far in the playoffs this year doesn't mean it was the wrong decision. So,
and he knew that this was going to be, everybody did. Right. Like we all knew, it's not a surprise that there's no money.
The money is gone after this
season.
Money
is gone.
And then the other thing was, I think you could really, really tell in the way the players carried themselves and spoke that this was a hard season for them to lose the way they did. I think, like you mentioned, a lot of them talked about, hey, we did so much good stuff this season, that it's extra hard to lose in the playoffs when you put together such a good regular season like the Wild did, record-breaking, historic for them on both individual and team levels. So you could really feel that pain in the way that they spoke, that they were disappointed in themselves that they didn't make it further in the playoffs. So those were kind of my two biggest takeaways. It's always tough to hear, to watch the player avails at the end of the season, just because, you know, that's kind of it. That's it for the season. So that's all done this week. And then the Wild will get to work doing whatever they decide to do with all of the players that we're talking about here today.
I mean, for some, it's just going home, Kirill Kaprizov. I think that was probably my favorite part of the interview, is we finally got a little bit more English out of Kirill Kaprizov. As we all knew, he can speak English quite well. But there was so much personality, and his personality is so infectious. Like it was just really fun to kind of banter a little bit back and forth. We were joking. He had his translator there in person, and we've only seen his translator maybe once. Usually it's just over the phone or over Zoom. And his translator had just had a new baby, and his name's Ilya. And so we were talking to Ilya, and then Kaprizov chimes in English. Do you want to talk to him or do you want to talk to me? And it was just like, good for him. Like, it was just a really, that was a fun interview. Again, because what are you going to ask him? Yeah. He did everything he possibly could.
Hey, thanks for trying to put the whole team on your back. We appreciate you. We'll see you next year.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And I think, you know what, I give credit to Kevin Fiala for answering it. The bell too. You know, I had asked him right away. I said, so off season, he's like, I knew you were going to ask me that. And to his credit, he felt bad leaving the room, not giving us any real indicative answers.
But what does he know too? Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And he told Megan Kogut, the PR gal, that he apologized. He's like, I'm sorry, I just haven't talked to Bill yet. And we're like, that's fine. We're not mad ever about this situation. And same with Bill Guerin. Like, if you don't want to tell us, that's fine, but we have a job to do to at least and ask, right? Like, we're not trying to be, you know, jerks about it. That's just part of what the media does, and that comes with speculation. So
I just want to say really quick too, before before we move on to the next thing, Kevin Fiala, I want to give props to him for the whole season, the way he handled himself in interviews. I think coming into the season, we talked about how he might have a chip on his shoulder with the way that his contract was treated last season. And, you know, that might come out in the way he plays. It might come out in the way he speaks to media. And you didn't see that. The maturity level from Kevin Fiala this year was on, you know, not that he was necessarily immature in seasons before, but he was growing. He was turning in, you know, growing into a mature hockey player. And I think we saw him reach that level this year. And that's tough for athletes. Like you said, you guys are obligated to ask those questions because it's your job. And for athletes, sometimes that puts them in a tough position because they don't have the answers or don't want to give them. But I thought Kevin Fiala did a great job this season. You know, even at the times where he wasn't on fire, answering the questions, doing his job when he was playing well, he did it humbly. And so I give a lot of kudos to him. Whatever happens this off season, we saw a very mature Kevin Fiala grow this season. And I have a lot of respect for him for that, because it could have gone the complete opposite direction and it didn't. So
100%. And to all you people in my mentions from Vancouver, Ottawa, New Jersey, who are now fans of mine because you think Kevin Fiala is coming to
you're making friends on Twitter, Jesse?
Making friends on Twitter, because I'm just talking
love
about
that
Kevin Fiala. Great. He is a great person, and best of luck. And I think, you know, the interesting part we'll see, and I go back to what Bill Guerin said with Barrero, of, well, he had a good 3 months. He did, and a lot of that had to do with Matt Boldy, and Matt Boldy being a rookie in the play. I mean, there's so many factors that attributed to why he was a ghost in the playoffs. I think he's probably still a 30 goal scorer, right? And, yeah. and he even kind of doubled down on that. He's like, you don't think I am, when we asked him. And we're like, yeah, we're not saying that, but do you think you are? You know, yeah. like, it's just kind of that question. So it's fun. It's fun to be, you know, that media player relationship sometimes. Yeah. I think we're pretty good to the players. They're very good to us as well. Yeah. Again, shout out to Megan and Aaron for connecting us. We're we'll hopefully get some more guys on this offseason as our paths cross. I'm working on a Foligno thing. I want to get all the Foligno's, Lexus.
Yeah, we need to have a family reunion on the Bardo
family
Beauties
reunion.
Podcast. Yeah.
They're at the compound. They've got a Foligno compound. Yeah. Marcus, if you're listening, I'll be in touch. We'll do that.
Our people will talk to your people. It'll happen.
I mean, I would be willing to bet that it could happen. Speaking of betting, Better Edge, BETTR Edge.com, code Beauts, BEAUTS, will get you a free $10. So much to bet on, including Stanley Cup playoffs still going on. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Stanley Cup playoffs. Alexis, Calgary Flames just dropping goals like they do. Edmonton Oilers countering it in the Battle of Alberta, a different Battle of Alberta. We'll talk more about that and the Tkachuk fan tour that's happening and the hate that he's getting from media there. Today's kind of like a piss on media day a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like the media's causing up some problems that they don't need to be causing up. So yeah, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. Okay, I want you to think of the first time you took a big hit on the ice. Maybe it was a men's adult league, maybe you were slammed into the boards in a big game, or maybe you pulled a Jesse and just tripped over the blue line. Either way, it's happened. Boys hockey, girls hockey, it doesn't matter. We've all been there with our first big hits. And unfortunately, those hits can add up over time. Hockey players can end up with dizziness, headaches, and pain, and a large portion have even experienced concussion-like symptoms as a result. Thankfully, there's an answer. Dr. Tyler Stewart with Peak Vestibular Center specializes in the drug-free treatment of nagging concussion symptoms. Dr. Stewart formulated the 3A Brain Restoration Program, a comprehensive program to get to the root cause of your symptoms. He utilizes the latest technology and techniques to get you back on the path to your best life and back on the ice. If you're dealing with dizziness, headaches, or pain after taking one too many hits, contact Dr. Stewart for a complimentary consultation today. Go to dizzinesscare.com or call 715-690-2211 to schedule your complimentary consultation. We're back. Alexis, Stanley Cup playoffs still going on. Wonk, wonk, no wild, whatever. We don't care. We've moved on. Again, we're recording this on a Friday. A couple more games yet to be played. But from this very early second round, we've seen a lot of stuff. We've seen fun. I want to go to Battle of Alberta. I know you've been a fan of the Battle of Alberta because you're a fan of the fisticuffs.
It's spicy, yeah.
15 goals.
Yeah.
15 goals in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Did you think it was possible?
Well, yeah, because Mike Smith, but I mean, in the playoffs, I mean, I don't know if I would have, I feel so bad for Mike Smith. I mean, because he is literally a talking point in the worst way every single playoff season. I feel so bad for him. Like, the guy needs a vacation or something. I mean, the poor guy. So, no, I'm not surprised, because it's, we've seen some high scoring games in the playoffs this year. Like, I feel like more so than usual. I don't know what the exact stat on that is, but it just seems higher scoring this season than
I feel like you should have prepared that. Like,
I know I should have done my research. Yeah. I'm an idiot. Yeah. somebody look it up for me. I'm going to delegate the work to somebody else.
That's fair. Yep.
But I think that, it just seems higher scoring this year, especially, I mean, 9-6 in the playoffs is absurd. So,
I went to bed after the second when it was like 6-2 or 3 or something, which was still
something
insane.
Like that.
Same
thing, because when I woke up, I'm like, what did I miss? Like, when did this score happen? So it's been fun. The Battle of Alberta has been really fun. Right now that St. Louis Colorado series is tied at 1. That was one I was pretty excited about. The one that I'm a little disappointed in, the Battle of Florida, Jesse. You and I were so excited about that one.
Yes.
And Tampa Bay is walking away here with a 2-0 lead in the series, and it hasn't even, like, Tampa Bay's looked pretty darn good against Florida. So
I think Florida's, like, power play hasn't scored at all. I mean, they're
0 for 25. Yeah.
Which
I'm glad the attention's on them now, because I had enough of everybody crapping on the Wild all season. So yeah, shout out to the Florida Panthers. At least they're in the second round with the power play that terrible. I mean, that's impressive in itself.
Jesus.
So
yeah,
and that battle turns around a little bit.
I don't think it will. I think Tampa's feeling it again. The way that they're blocking shots and you throwing their body, you know, because again, similar to Calgary, I think Florida's just that high octane offense, right? Yeah. You saw that they've got really good goaltending too, but Bobrovsky is not what he used to be. I think that was kind of their hang up as well. But yeah, God, Bruno, come on, man. Jack Adams finalist. Congrats to him for even just being a finalist. But yeah, like, bummer. I wanted more from that series.
I just feel like with the Bolts, they're with anytime you have a team who's won several or even just one championship in a recent, you know, stretch of years there, if you let them hang around too long in the next playoff,
which series, we said that's what happened with Toronto, right?
Then they're like, oh, wait, we might be able to do this again. Like, it's kind of like you have to knock them out early and put them in their place. Otherwise, they're going to be, even if they're not the same exact team they were when they won that championship or championships, they'll hang around and be like, all right, we've been here. We've done this before. Let's go do it again. And I on think the flip you're seeing side, that here.
On the flip side, they know how to close it out. So you give them a 2-0 lead, they're going to close it as soon as they have the opportunity to, right? I think Florida will get one. I don't think there's actually, you know what? I take that back. There might be a sweep in this.
Oh my God. Stinks.
I was so high on Florida. Yeah. Like, I was feeling Florida all year. I was like, yes, let's go. Let's get some new blood. Like, they have some of the most underrated, or not, they're not underrated, I guess, but untalked about players in Jonathan Huberdeau. And, you know, it's just like, they're really, really good. And bummer. God, I love you, Bruno. I still love you, Bruno. I wanted, going back to the Alberta series. So the other thing, again, us media folk, and I'm not going to include myself in this because I'm all for, and Alexis, you are too, I'm all for having fun.
Let's have some fun
covering hockey, right? The Tkachuks, right? Great hockey legendary family. Matt Tkachuk obviously plays for the Calgary Flames. Brady Tkachuk plays for the Ottawa Senators. He has been team Calgary.
Leave Brady Tkachuk alone. He's just having a good time.
He's having some beers at a playoff hockey game. Like, give me a break.
Did you see the photo of him walking up the stairs with a beer in each of his back pockets and one in his hand? I'm like, live your best life.
That's just smart.
Yeah.
That's just smart movement, right?
Why like, all right, now I don't have to wait to in the line. Concession. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Smart guy.
He's engulfed in like the red lot, I think they call it, right? Which looks like a blast. Like, I don't understand. Like, why suck the fun out of this for him? Like, his brother's in the playoffs, and somebody joked, like, well, so is Mark Stone's brother. And it's like, a different era, you know? I don't know. Like, I just think it's so silly. I don't understand why he can't go into it's the off season for him. Yeah. He's not driving. He's not peeing on people. I don't know why I'm there, but I'm just thinking of like egregious things that you might do when you're drinking. He's not having spaces at 2 a.m. Like sometimes some of us might do when they,
we know some people who are like that.
We know some people who do that, but I mean,
plus, honestly, for the Ottawa Senators, isn't all seasons the off season? Like, let Brady Tkachuk have some fun. I mean, honestly, who cares? I saw somebody, like, to your point about some media people saying like, oh, this is kind of a bad look. It's like somebody tweeted, you know, this is a captain of a different team in the NHL. It's like, who cares?
Oh my God.
Literally, who cares? Like, this is the kind of stuff that makes sports fun. Like, it's his freaking brother. Like, wouldn't you, I'd want to support my sister if I was in that position. Like, I even tweeted that. I'm like, this was literally me in high school, 'cause I sucked at sports and my sister was always a superstar on varsity teams. And I was in the crowd cheering around. Everybody's like, oh, there's Alexis. She also plays sports and is older than her sister, but she's been in the crowd instead of playing. I'm like, yeah. And I don't care. I'm here to support her. Like, let them have fun.
Not to mention it's playoff hockey. I want to be part of playoff hockey. Like, and that's how you are part of it.
You know what? People always say this about hockey players, and I think it's changed a little bit more. We've seen it shift a little bit in the last couple of years here, but hockey players get a bad rap for not having like that public personality that make them fun. You see that in football players, you see that in basketball players. I think those are the two sports that really get, you know, you know, they have that relationship with fans and media in a different way than hockey does. And people are always like, why don't the hockey players, you know, show more personality? It's like Brady Tkachuk is showing all of his personality right now, and you're not being nice to him. So let him live his best life. Yeah.
Well, and that's how you get more hockey fans. I was actually on Beer Belly Sports last night with some of our friends, and we talked about this. I brought this up. They're like, how is Kirill Kaprizov engaging more people here in Minnesota? I'm like, I think that team as a whole is engaging more people, and not just from a on ice perspective, but like their personalities, the weird, not wild. You're now engaging the very common fan, right? Who all of a sudden is like, hey, that's hilarious to see Jordan Greenway in this truck and Bill Garrett. Like, having that personality with your sport is huge. You're going to just get you don't have to know forechecking and backchecking and special teams to be a hockey fan. I know we all love that. And heck, it's so great when you do know it right. And yes, you know, you're talking about it, and oh, you're great. But you also need the fans that are just like, this is just fun to watch.
Yeah.
This is just, these guys are cool. I think Austin Matthews looks awesome in his bucket hat. Yeah. I want to buy Austin Matthews. You know, like,
I agree with that. He does look awesome in his bucket hat.
I don't bring bucket hat back. Come on, guys. Bring like, what is
bucket
that?
Hat. It is almost bucket hat season. So, I mean, you might see some. So yeah.
Avery wears bucket hats, I guess. Like,
yeah, and she's a queen. So who are we to judge the bucket hat? That's what I'm saying.
Her skin is very, very sensitive. So that's why.
I just think, you know, like with this kind of stuff, like to your point about it being fun, like Calgary Flames. I don't care about the Calgary Flames. Like, they're not a team that I go root for. I'm kind of rooting for them now. I want them to win the whole darn thing because Brady Tkachuk is in the crowd cheering on his brother. So you know what? Now you got a new fan out of me. And it's probably not good for you because I'm a fan of the Wild and they lost. I'm a fan of the Maple Leafs and they lost. So Calgary's probably next. I apologize in advance. But you know what? I'm a fan of Calgary now. So
classic. Well, that's that's a good wrap. Let's wrap there. Hockey's fun for everyone. Yes. So just sit down, shut up, have a beer.
Yeah.
Have a beer and
or
relax.
Three beers like Brady Tkachuk, honestly.
Yeah. Don't hop on like a team press conference after a few beers and like ask questions. Right. Like some people have done and other, not me for the record. This is not me. I'm just, you know, tricking other people. So that's going to do it for this quick little segment. When we come back, what are the Wild going to address in the offseason? Or what would Alexis and I, as armchair GMs, recommend Bill Guerin do? We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys, this is producer Fred. I just want to ask everyone to go out there and spread the word about Bar Down Beauties. Leave us a like, share, thumbs up, review, you name it. We want to hear from you. Find us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and of course, your favorite podcast app.
We're back. Apologies if I sound a little heated. It has nothing to do with you guys. I have children home who I can hear screaming, ruining my things, Alexis. Like, yeah. Why do they do that? Why did I?
You
not
should
cut
make
out?
Them start chipping in on bills. Then it's
they already steal. They find like my quarters or my dollar and they're like, oh, I'm gonna put in my piggy bank. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna steal your piggy bank later. When you guys want to go get ice cream or something, guess who's buying
ice cream on you guys?
Thank you. See, the door slams. If you hear the door slams, that's what that is. Thank you for sticking with us, tuning in, all of that good stuff. Sorry, Fred, who is fired anyway, but like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usual. You still got brighter. We're going to get into segment three here.
What did you say?
I turned on my ring light.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, great. And it like made me happier. It's like an instant happy light.
Yeah. It's like a little sun in your house.
It's a little sun in my house. Speaking of butt chugging sun, have you heard of such a thing?
Butt chugging sun. Yeah. Okay. When I brought up butt chugging on the podcast like a year ago, I got bullied. So I only expect the same for you here in this situation.
Yeah. I'm just saying, apparently like 10 seconds of spreading yourself to the sun.
They've talked about this like, on K-Fan before.
Oh, have they? Yeah.
Yes, they have.
It was like a meme on my, like one of these moms groups. Cause they're like, hey moms, go butt chug some sun. Yeah. Follow the moms.
All you need is a little sun in your life. That's really sun fixes all problems. Yeah.
Apologies for those that are like, oh, what are they talking about?
Yeah, I'm sorry just about that.
We need some sunlight. Anyway, let's get into the Minnesota Wild's offseason. There needs to be some sunlight, sun rays, happiness. There, we're going to butt chug that, I guess.
Butt chug the sunlight of hockey. Yes.
Sunlight of hockey. Hey, segue. So, Alexis, this week we asked, as we head into the offseason, what will the Minnesota Wild management focus on? Goaltending, defense, or off season. I got serious feelings on this. If I can go first.
Yeah, go for it.
They need to focus on the defense. There is no other correct answer. It needs to be the defense. Again, goaltending didn't lose you the series. Again, my issue with the goaltending was that it was fine. It was only good when the defense was good. So ultimately your first line of defense is the defense, and that needs to be improved dramatically. Now I'm not saying go trade Matt Dumba or, you know, and keep Kim Fiala. Like that's the other problem. Why you can't, he eats up so much time for this Minnesota Wild defense. I love Jake Middleton as like a human and as a pair.
Jake
with
Middleton
Jared
isn't
Spurgeon.
Back. Throw the whole thing away. I don't want anything to do with it. Yeah.
But like, I mean, you need to figure out how to strengthen that because Goligoski, we saw a slide, Kulikov. Ooh, not great. Jordy Ben. Not good. John Merrill. Fine. I'm okay with it. But, I mean, to me, figuring out how to, and unfortunately, again, it goes back to finances. You don't have the money to go out and get some super strong defensemen, but apparently Bill Guerin knows the discount bin very well because Kulikov, Merrill, and those guys exceeded expectations. So I say, let's let's figure out the defense. And whether that's Kalen Addison, whether that's Carson Lambos down in Iowa too, I guess those are options. It doesn't seem like they really have been. It doesn't seem like they're strong enough yet. Love those guys, but we'll see. So defense, final answer. Alexis, what are your thoughts?
I agree 100%. Defense was my choice too. I just want to give a quick shout out to goaltending, because the only thing that could concern me there is it sounds like they want to keep both Fleury and Cam. That's what it sounds like. And it sounds like both, I mean, Cam's under contract. It sounds like Fleury wants to stay here. So that once I kind of heard that, I'm like, okay, so maybe there won't be much going on with goaltending in the offseason. My only concern is that they're only getting older, which was a concern heading into this season. So that's a little bit of a worry of mine if they're going to roll with those two.
Going to roll with a 38-year. He'll be 38 in November, Fleury will be. And I think it's creepy that I know that, but I looked 36? It up, by the way.
Yeah.
35 going on 36.
So yeah. So that's a little bit of a concern to me, but hey, if you get production out of them at that age, all the power to you. So my choice is defenseman, just because to me, that saw the most turnover heading into this season. And we talked a lot about that, you know, heading into the season, like, okay, what's the blue line going to look like? You lose Suter, you lose this, you lose that. And you bring in those discount bin pieces, as we've called them, where, you know, they're not these big name players, but okay, they could be good. And then they did, they over exceeded expectations. They were very good for most of the season. Towards the end of the season, it started to slide a little bit. And when the Wild went on their slump in, was that February, I think, the defense was bad. And it was a big reason the Wild were letting in so many goals. And you know, that combined with poor goaltending, there was a lot going on there. So I think that if you can tighten up that defense, that's going to help a lot. Because even if Cam and Fleury aren't, you know, exceptional next season, if you've got a good enough defense and you can keep pucks away from your goaltenders, that minimizes the work they're doing too. So I really think they've got some good pieces on defense, and I think they've got some movable pieces on defense where they could bring in some better pieces to really solidify that blue line. So obviously, you know, you've got a good core there in Spurgeon. I'm even Dumba, you know, some Brodin, these guys who've been there for a while, build around that. You mentioned some of the young guys that can come up. So there's a lot of, you know, makeup that can be put on this blue line to make it a little bit prettier and step up the game. Yeah. You like that?
I like that. Keep that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the offense, you know, whatever happens with the offense, you're so deep on offense that I'm really not concerned about that. Any moves they make, I think they're going to be fine offensively. So my biggest area of concern is going to be defense heading into this offseason.
I agree completely. Do you hear that? Like, do you hear the slamming?
Yeah. Was that
doors?
Stomping? Are they doing a little like it's dance all, routine or
it's all, like there are demons in this house, and it's in the form of a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old and a baby,
a baby. Baby's perfect. Yeah. The baby's the one you got to keep an eye on. They're the low key sneaky ones. Yeah.
They're stealing candy. I can hear them stealing the candy. Shh. And they think they're whispering. Mom is on. What psychos? I'm going crazy, guys. Loving the off season. That's going to do it for this week's episode. We are going to be working on some guests again. I know we put a call out the other day of if you have any really cool hockey stories from the community, coaches, parents, young players, love to mix those in this off season because want to give the NHL guys a break. Plus we're kind of done talking about the NHL and the Wild being what they are. Right.
Yeah. So you guys have had enough of that.
So if you have any recommendations for some cool stories to highlight, that would be great. Shoot us a DM, shoot us an email, barnownbeautiespod@gmail.com. We'll keep reminding you to do that. So please do. It makes my job easier too. I'm gassed out. I'm gassed out.
Yeah. Remember when we said earlier that our people would talk to Marcus Foligno's people? Our people is Jesse. So make her job easy and
make my job easy.
Give us some guests to bring out to the podcast.
Oh yeah. Simple. Again, so that'll do it for this week's episode. Thanks as always for tuning in. Shout out to Talk North for featuring us on their fantastic network, sodastick.com. You can get 15% off when you use code BARDOWNBEAUTIES. Hockey garb, whatever you want, go get it at sodastick.com. Better Edge. Love you. Love those guys. Go place a bet. I believe betting is one step closer to being legalized.
Yes, as of yesterday. Yeah.
So that's exciting. Better Edge, still bet on that app.
They're thriving
fantastic.
All the time.
They're thriving all the time. Great people. Royal Credit Union, less fee, more free. We love it. Peak Vestibular Center. Again, we'll be talking concussions with Dr. Tyler Stewart coming up later this offseason. And shout out to Jim Beam. Cheers, because it's patio season, baby.
Get those grills going.
Yep. It's 10 a.m. and we're getting freezies. See, this is what they do. It's going
to
be great.
To be fair, there is never a bad time for freezies. So
there's 10 a.m. I need a Jim Beam right now. So that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thanks as always. Like, subscribe, rate, share. You guys are the best. We love you. Have a lovely week. Bye. Near, 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 near.